Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, August 28th, 2023, through Friday, September 1st, 2023. Monday, August 28th, 2023. Former Central Ohio man pleads guilty to fraud and applications for $1.1 million and COVID relief loans. James P. Dawson pleaded guilty to wire fraud and making false statements within the jurisdiction of an agency of the United States related to five coronavirus relief, Paycheck Protection Program, PPP loans, and four economic injury disaster loans, EIDL. According to court documents beginning in April 2020 and continuing until October 2020, Dawson, while living in Central Ohio, submitted five fraudulent applications to obtain PPP loans, two of which were approved and funded. He also submitted four fraudulent applications, collectively sought over $1.1 million in fraudulent loans, and the lenders disbursed over $200,000 as a result of his fraudulent loan applications. The fraudulent PPP applications made several materially false representations regarding the operations of the businesses, including monthly payroll expenses and number of employees. The PPP application also falsely represented that the businesses were in operation on February 15, 2020. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, August 29, 2023. Dark web trafficker pleads guilty to charges arising out of a clandestine drug lab. Caroline Hernandez Taylor pleaded guilty to conspiring to distribute millions of illicit and counterfeit pills. According to court records, investigators identified a darknet marketplace that went by the name Opiate Connect. Over a months-long investigation, investigators worked to locate the distribution hub for illicit drugs, including cocaine and counterfeit drugs. The counterfeit drugs made to look like alprazolam were in fact uncontrolled research chemicals not scheduled for human consumption. Investigators determined that Opiate Connect was operated from a residence in Detroit, Michigan. A subsequent search warrant revealed a clandestine drug lab. The search resulted in the seizure of approximately $1 million in cryptocurrency, more than $300,000 in U.S. currency, multiple firearms, an industrial-sized pill press, industrial mixer, and controlled substances including cocaine drugs. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, August 30th, 2023. Former union officer sentenced to 140 months in prison for conspiracy, wire fraud, and embezzlement. Brian Aquello was sentenced to 140 months imprisonment and 3 years of supervised release for conspiracy, wire fraud, and embezzlement for the crimes committed while he was employed by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, IBEW, Local 1260, and ordered to pay restitution in the amount of $209,391.72. A federal trial jury found Aquello and his wife, Marilyn Aquello, guilty of those crimes after a four-week trial on November 21, 2022. Brian Aquello has been detained in custody since the jury verdict. Brian Aquello and Marilyn Aquello were both convicted of one count of conspiracy and 42 counts of wire fraud, and also convicted of embezzlement of a labor union asset, six counts and three counts respectively. Brian Aquello alone was convicted of 19 counts of money laundering. At trial, the evidence showed that Brian Aquello, who served as IBEW's business manager and financial secretary, hired family members at high salaries and authorized the use of union funds for personal expenses, including extravagant travel for himself and those loyal to him. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, August 31st, 2023. Omaha man sentenced for tax evasion and role in multi-million dollar embezzlement. Jeffrey Stenstrom was sentenced to 30 months imprisonment for income tax evasion and 78 months imprisonment for conspiracy to commit money laundering. As part of his sentence, Stenstrom was ordered to pay $5,146,816.51 to victim property owners who were clients of Darlin Properties, LLC, and $1,954,505.10 in restitution to the Internal Revenue Service. Stenstrom also admitted to forfeiture allegations and has forfeited his interest in a 2020 McLaren 600 LT Spider, a lake home in Fremont, Nebraska, a home in Queen Creek, Arizona, two commercial properties in Nebraska, nearly $2.2 million in life insurance policy proceeds, approximately $74,743 in currency, and multiple items of jewelry and luxury watches. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, September 1st, 2023. Administrator of Bulletproof web hosting domain charged in connection with facilitation of NetWalker ransomware. Artur Karol Grabowski, a Polish national, was charged by federal indictment with computer fraud conspiracy, wire fraud conspiracy, and international money laundering in connection with the provision of bulletproof web hosting services that facilitated the operation of ransomware attacks and the subsequent laundering of illicit proceeds. According to court documents, Grabowski operated a web hosting company named Lolik Hosted. Grabowski provided bulletproof web hosting services, which is secure web hosting designated to facilitate malicious and criminal activities, including ransomware, brute force attacks, and phishing. Grabowski allegedly facilitated the criminal activities of Lolik Hosted clients by allowing clients to register accounts using false information, not maintaining internal protocol IP address logs of client servers, frequently changing the IP addresses of client servers, ignoring abuse complaints made by third parties against clients, and notifying clients of legal inquiries received from law enforcement. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.